Okay,
yeah.
So hey guys, welcome to episode 1 of Calculated Chaos. My name is Dara Jordan and I'm here with Jack McKenna today.
What's up guys, my name's Jack McKenna. I make visual content to... I make these crazy videos that hopefully make you guys feel good about. No. I make fun videos. It's pretty simple. I like it. You guys will like it. Let's go.
Okay, so let's just start from the beginning. So again, we're talking a little bit of this earlier, but I think it's kind of an interesting topic. What was the reason that you started YouTube?
Okay, good question. Right, the reason I started YouTube is because everybody wants to do it.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to do it. It's something that people feel like they can't do. But it's so easy. Starting YouTube is free. Yeah. Starting YouTube is easy. It is easy to make an account, make a channel. And if you have something up here that you want to show other people,
yeah.
Why not show them? That's, as humans, we all want to learn. We all want to learn off each other. We all want to teach each other. So I started YouTube because it was fun, something I wanted to do, and I wanted to hopefully teach you guys something and learn something back as well.
Yeah. Yeah. No, like it's definitely a steep learning. I know for me it's a steep learning curve because I had no background in filming or editing or any of that. I've been kind of hemming and hawing about it. Like a lot of people are. Like I know even since I started, a lot of people come up to me and gone, I'd love to do YouTube, but.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, I don't have the camera. I don't have the time. You know, as in, it's just about going doing it. And like, I feel like people make excuses for anything that just kind of, it's a little bit out of their comfort zone. And that's one thing I push on my channel is get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
But it was watching a video of Gary Vee and he went, you literally have access, in your pocket you have access to the whole entire world.
Yeah.
Why the hell aren't you using it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's, like that's our generation. And I think we both of us have taken advantage of that.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, me and Jack still have small enough followings yet, but like it's all about just kind of slowly but surely. I prefer a really slow build of me trying to develop my craft on making videos rather than like a one viral video that I just like jump. Because like, I'm still figuring myself out. I don't know what I'm still, like I'd be pushing messages but I still wouldn't have an idea yet, you know?
Yeah.
Like maybe, would you be the same? Would you kind of, like from your first video to your latest video, would you, in yourself, what have you changed?
Like if you showed me the difference between my latest video and my very first video I ever posted, I don't think, back then anyways, I don't think I would have believed that that was made by me. I think that, especially as teenagers, from the minute you're born to 20, you are learning so incredibly fast. And the years as a teenager is the years that make you who you are for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I pretty agree.
So, the 2 years since my very first video, all I've been doing is editing and shooting and filming and trying to be the best in my genre. Just trying to be the best overall at what I'm doing. So, I just accumulated myself over the 2 years, put 100% into my editing, into absolutely everything, and the results have been incredible.
Yeah.
The difference between my first and last have been insane. I can't believe, like if you showed me that back then, that's not me.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
It's mad, as in your learning curve, you can clearly see, like I've watched Jack's first video and I've watched his latest one, and like you can see there is this, like obviously we're all growing, every time you put out a video you learn something new, there's something in the process of making that you're like, oh, I never knew this. Or you have to look up a YouTube video to try and learn how to, you know, do something else. Because, YouTube's such a great bank of information and kind of...
Yeah.
To learn anything you want to do is on there. Yeah. But the one thing you've really done well is you've very good filming, editing skills. No, like, and I wouldn't even say it's talent because you've worked to... Like, I hate when people say, oh, you're born. You're able to pick up a computer and start doing that. No, you had to put the time in to actually develop that.
Yeah.
But you also then push a message with that. You know, you're not just making cool looking videos, you're pushing a message,
yeah,
which I think is important. And like we were talking a little bit about this earlier about like what sort of message we want to get across in our videos, because you know, like everyone can put out videos, but it's what you're putting behind that, I think, is very important. You're very passionate about that as well.
It's value.
Yeah.
You give someone else value and they're going to give it you back. It's a simple transaction, and that's the way all business works. That's the way life works. And it's... So,
So getting back on topic, so you can notice I have a very bad habit of rambling and then forgetting where I started and then we end up elsewhere. So
if you want to start social media, there's no moment where there's no procedure. It's not like a CV or anything. You don't have to go in and do a job interview. You can just be on your phone, get this idea at midnight, you know, and just create an Instagram, create a YouTube channel. Mm. You can post something within minutes.
Yeah.
There's no person you have to go to. There's no college course. There's no undergrad or anything, you know.
Mm.
You just go straight into it. So don't be afraid and just do it. Nike, just do it. Yeah. Simple.
And don't wait for the perfect moment. As in, I hear so many people go, oh, I'll start doing it when, or I'll start doing it
like after deleting certain stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A lot of people come up to me, and actually, even some people who are successful enough on Instagram. There's a guy called Brian Whitty, and he's something like 19,000 followers on Instagram. He's like a gym, he's a gym lad, like, and he came up to me at Gymshark. I didn't know who he was at the time.
Yeah.
And he went, I'd love to start doing YouTube, but I'm afraid of the camera and stuff. And he's like, oh, I might start doing after leaving search. You know, I was like, okay.
He's already got 19,000.
I want to build up a good base on Instagram first. When I found out he had like 19,000 followers, I'm like,
bro, you have the base of a lifetime already.
You have the perfect base. Like, there's no reason why you shouldn't just hop on YouTube. Now, in all fairness, I did see him put up a post asking for a videographer to come film him and his buddy working out.
So
I think he is making moves, but. Yeah. He definitely, the fact that he's able to build such a successful Instagram following, it's amazing your age, 17, 18, like, you know, definitely be able to do YouTube as well.
Yeah.
And even if YouTube's not for you, because, like, I know some people can't handle a camera at all, you know, they can't have a camera in the face to just freeze, blog posts, you know, just, if you have something you want to talk about, anything, you can talk about freaking toys or teddies, anything you want to talk about.
One of the biggest channels on YouTube is a toy review channel.
Yeah.
Bigger than YouTube. I mean, bigger than PewDiePie.
Yeah.
Like, anything is possible. Like, it's unbelievable how broad, and there's a bit of pressure in that, how broad the options are. Options, there's not even options. There's no limit. Like, options automatically limit something. There's no options. It's unlimited. You can do literally anything on it.
Yeah. No, 100%. And that's something that scares people. There's so much thing. I'm like, what should I do? But like, I think, go back to what you enjoy doing. What makes you happy what you're doing?
Yeah.
And build it. One guy I really like is called Niall Wilson, and he's an Olympic gymnast for the UK.
I love that guy.
You watch him as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's brilliant. I think what he's done is absolutely genius. He's built up hundreds of thousands of subscribers using, like, he's a day in, day out, he's training to be a gymnast. But he's built a personal brand around that.
Yeah.
And he's brought in his family, you know, he's created the kind of, his dad and him have now a separate channel as well, I think. He's built a brand around the family and what he does.
He's done vlogs.
And what they do on a daily basis. And it's just him training and just him just kind of creating content.
Yeah.
And it's helped him to actually fund to be able to be an athlete for the Olympics. Because obviously he's not going to get much money off, the, you know, being an actual athlete. But I think that's absolutely genius. I think if you're anyway a pro athlete or anything, I don't know why you're not building a personal brand.
Yeah.
Like, we're just two normal people who don't, there's nothing like, we're not going to Olympics or anything, but we can still do a personal brand.
Never know.
Never say never.
No, there's, I think, obviously there's the quote, if it's not hard, if it was easy, everyone was doing it.
Yeah.
But I think the fact that starting YouTube and starting to make videos and putting yourself out there, making yourself vulnerable to like mean comments or whatever, which don't matter.
Mm.
I think the fact that it's hard to do it is so important, because automatically you have all these people who want to start it, and if it's hard, it's going to be like a funnel. or filter, I mean.
Yeah.
It's going to filter out the people who are actually really good, good people who care about the content and are willing to put in the work to make the content good and are willing to put in the work to get subscribers and create a good channel. Oh, are we wearing this? If a...
Don't worry, it's...
Yeah, yeah. So, you have a lot of people who want to start YouTube and everything. The fact that it's hard to do separates the men from the boys. Or the girls from the ladies.
The adults from the kids.
The adults from the kids.
Like, it's not even actual a barrier. It's actually a psychological barrier in your head. There's actually there's no actual, like, something stopping. It's not like, oh, I can't, I don't have such and such. All you need is an idea.
Yeah.
And that's...
Yeah, yeah. If it's so important, I think that it's so important for this to be something hard, because it's going to separate, obviously, like I say, I will say this again, it's going to separate the people, the bad people from the good people, and the men from the boys. I think that's very important and very necessary for something to be hard.
Of course, because like once you do build up an influence and so on, people following you and stuff,
I think
if you're creating a fake message that's something you don't believe in, I think they do see through that, and again, it'll stop you. As in, if you don't 100% believe in what you're talking about, I feel as if they'll see through that, and you won't grow. As in, obviously there's a little bit of talent involved as well. As in, like, not everyone's gonna get to 20 million subscribers on YouTube or whatever. But again, like, if you never give it a go, and you might not like it. You might make one, two videos.
Yeah.
You might actually hate making videos. You might hate putting the hours in editing and stuff. And
I love it. I love it. Guaranteed.
And then you just give up. But at least you're not going to live with the regret that I never gave it a go.
Yeah.
And I think...
And that all of this stuff we're talking about right now applies to life.
Everything. Like, literally everything.
And this podcast is going to go crazy if we start getting into the meaning of life and whatever. Because that's such a crazy subject. Like...
Yeah,
but
don't be the time today, Daddy.
We could talk for days about that. I think if you want to start YouTube, it's so simple. Just go for it. You have the resources. You have the energy. One thing I live by. Right, now we're getting into life stuff. It's fine. That's good. One thing I live by. I'm gonna send you on. It's an infographic.
Okay.
An infographic, it's like a visual spreadsheet. It's really effective learning, I guess. And there's a character. So right, there's three stages of life. That's four. I put up four of this then. Wow. There's three stages of life, yeah? There's the kid/teenager. Right, I'm just going to describe this so simply. Right, there's three stages of life. There's the teenager years, where you have time and energy, but no money.
Yeah.
Bro, or girls, I. Yeah. The three ingredients for success. Is this for success? No. The three ingredients that for life is time, energy, and money. Is money a factor? Yeah.
It is, yeah, because it can limit you, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So a teenager has time and energy, but no money. A middle-aged person has energy and money, but no time. Kids, work, etc., you know? And then an elderly person has money and time, but no energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you have to work with what you have. And it's very rare that you find a sweet spot where you have all three of those components. And if you do, take advantage of that.
You're winning.
And you're winning. But if you don't have all those three, it'll work. It'll work.
Yeah. No, 100%.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna switch topics here a little bit, right? So what's the plan? So you're in fifth year and I'm in sixth year. What's the plan for you? And let's say in 5 years' time, what's kind of the 5-year plan? Or are you kind of just kind of rolling with the days and seeing how it kind of goes?
No idea. And I don't think anyone should ever plan out their life. Like, this year, I didn't know I was going to be converting the garage into a studio for making these videos or whatever. And I didn't know that I was going to start learning how to weld. I didn't know I was going to build an electric bike this year. You're going to see that on my channel. It's going to be unbelievable. 60 kilometers an hour, 50 kilometer range. Beast. Anyways, I digress once again, as Mr. Sheridan says. Don't put a limit on... Unless you want it. It's up to yourself. I don't know what I'll be doing in 5 years. I could be an astrophysicist or I could be a nurse. You know? I don't know.
But I think we agree with Jack said. I'm like, if you said to me in January 1st of this year that I'd be doing YouTube videos and I'd be traveling around making videos and stuff, I'd be like, you're an absolute idiot. I don't know. I have an idea what you're going. And then it kind of just popped into my head and I said, frig it, let's do it. Like by December, like you said, in January, I wouldn't know I'm going to do a skydive and a triathlon this year. Like I literally, something interests me. I'm kind of, okay, so like we're saying with the regards messages, as in I think you found a good way of linking a message with a very visually pleasing, you know, video.
Yeah.
And you're saying you're going to try and post more often. Yeah. So how are you going to try and find a balance now? What's kind of, I know you're a bit of a perfectionist. You don't like to just put something out for the sake of putting it out. You want everything to be as good as it can possibly be.
Yeah. Sorry, so what's the question?
So as in, how, like, what do you plan on doing? You're planning on uploading weekly.
Yeah.
What sort of content are you going to start putting out regularly? Because you can't go on these elaborate trips. Yeah. You know, like,
yeah,
you said,
exactly.
Every...
Yeah. If any of you guys watch my channel, you know I'm not the most consistent poster. I'm guilty, I'm sorry. I'm not like this king over here. Jesus Christ. 3 days a week, every week, non-stop, legend, beast. Well done. I respect that so much. I have a lot to learn in that category, but since my videos were these travel lifestyle adventures, that's what they were, adventures, and focused on the summertime. What am I doing in the winter? What am I doing in autumn and spring, you know? Not much, especially in Ireland because the weather is not as incredible. But that's good. It gets you thinking about videos.
Mm.
Like, do you know the go-kart we have?
Yeah.
Yeah, we broke that, so I'm teaching myself to weld at the moment, and I'll weld that up, and I'm going to shoot a winter slow-mo video of that going through the snow and everything. Oh, that's going to be insane.
Very good.
And as regards to my posting thing, I think I'll save the posting schedule for an announcement on my channel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
No, but definitely, like, I'll obviously link all the stuff down below, but you'll see, like, I feel like Jack, you're very good at bringing people on an adventure, you know, and that's one thing I'm still trying to learn how to do, is bringing people with you, because, you know, you're a Kerry trip or going to Clamara, like, you know, you bring people on an adventure, and people really enjoy that, you know, because, like, I feel a lot of people are like, I'm too afraid, as in, like, what I did was, one of my messages I pushed is to get out of your comfort zone, so that's why my friend, 2 months before a triathlon happened, he texted me, went, don't do triathlon, I went, yeah, why not? Yeah. Like, I was like, and then, like, I wanted to do skydive for ages, and I went, why aren't I just doing it? Okay, got this, emailed him, no issue, I got the, raised the money, like, €520, just went knocking doors, just doing anything and everywhere just to raise money.
Yeah.
And I got it, and I did it, and it was one of the most amazing experiences of my life. Yeah. You know, I feel like people make too many excuses and kind of, I can't do this because, and blame external factors.
Yeah.
If you want to do something, you go get it done.
Exactly. This guy is God. I'm telling you. Jesus. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
He's calculated chaos.
Yeah.
It is chaos, but it's beautiful chaos.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I want to ask you a question.
Go on.
So, right. Our country is Ireland. This is, for this test, the subject's going to be Ireland.
Yeah.
And people... 10 to 10 plus.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Anyone. Someone asks you, I want to start a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
How do I do it? And how do I not give a... How do I not give a shit what people think?
Yeah. It's tougher than people think. As in, like, it's not as easy. As in, like, like I was telling Jack earlier, when I was younger, I would have been very overweight. So I would have been very self-conscious and be worrying what other people think.
Yeah.
But... when it's an actual effort to try and stop caring what people think, because like I don't know what it is. Is it our environment? Is it just us growing up? We're just worried what everyone else is think. But my advice, a couple people have come up and said it to me, and I just go, take the phone out of your pocket, start recording something you're interested in, something you have a passion for. Yeah. Because I feel like that, like that, it just blossoms as and just shows people, like people will feel the passion and they become motivated off that. And I feel like if people, you just need to like be happy in yourself, as in you need to try and find what makes you happy. And I think if it makes you happy, I don't give a damn what anyone else thinks. As in like you just need to stop one person at a time. Make sure your inner circle, what I did was I created a very small circle of people whose opinions I value to the most. And then obviously then professionals in each of their areas. I will always go to people. If I have a question, I will always go to someone who I know that area well, and I'll ask them, and I will take their opinion on board 100%.
Yeah.
Anyone else does that, it's just white noise. Yeah. As in like, whether it's really good, like you get amazing compliments, you're God, you're this, you're that, or your videos are horrendous, you know, you should really like quit doing this, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you just need to try and take it all with a pinch of salt, and look, I don't know, like it's trying to find a balance. I haven't found it yet. If someone goes to me, that was a shit video, I'd be like, alright, cheers. But usually the first thing I go is, how can I improve that? You know, because I'm constantly trying to adapt. And like, you'll see a big difference from me first talking on camera, like in my first video where I did like a workout video, compared to now where I'd be a lot more comfortable talking on camera. Because I think I've more found what I want, what message I want to push out, which makes it easier to make. And yourself, if you were the exact same, so what if someone came to you, how does not giving a damn what people think?
So the question is, you want to I don't know. The minute we tag this in with the question that I asked. The minute you start doing something out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
People are gonna judge you.
Of course, yeah.
So
Irish mentality, I think, a little bit is maybe not, but like I find especially with Irish people it is. As soon as
I think us as a country were, I don't know, maybe not as accepting as other cultures such as America, where there's people doing YouTube everywhere. No, when we say people doing YouTube, and I'll let that play pass. When we say people doing YouTube and people being afraid of being judged, it's not that bad, is it?
No, it's not.
It's not that bad. Like, what age are you? 17?
17, yeah.
16, myself. If this was 1942,
yeah.
Whenever the Second World War, I should really research that. The war was, 17, you would have been drafted to go fight the Nazis.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah,
And we're afraid of people saying, that was a shit video.
Yeah.
Quit making videos. Just piss off, honestly.
Yeah,
that's what I say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I don't ever want to use profanity or anything or display a bad message, but I think we are so lucky. I'm actually wordless. Like, it's such a easy thing in comparison.
Yeah, no, we're so fortunate. As in, there's still compulsory military. Like, I know in South Korea, I'm nearly certain South Korea, they still have compulsory
Egypt
military.
As well.
They have to go do their military service. And people are like, and there's people in this country going, oh my god, I didn't get enough likes in this Instagram post. Like, what are you doing? Like, honestly, like perspective, as in, like, I think people get wrapped up in their own shit, as in, like, you know, as in, oh, life's so hard, oh, the answer, oh, this, that.
Yeah.
Like, if you take a step back and look at it as a bigger picture, we are all so lucky. Like, we have clothes, we have laptops here, we have technology, we have everything.
Yeah. And look at this. Like, the potential of this is endless, and we all have one.
Yeah.
We all have one. If you have the ability to watch this video, I think you must be, what am I trying to say? If you have the potential to watch this video, you're actually lucky as well.
So, so lucky. Yeah. As in, we all, like, as in, YouTube has billions of views every month. As in, you spend so much time watching videos on this and that. And I feel like you can watch all the motivational videos you want, and you can do it. But if you don't put into action, it's all useless, you know. But I think it's one thing is people a lot of people haven't found their passion yet, because you need to, like, you can get short boosts of motivation from motivational videos. Like, I watch them, I watch them as well sometimes.
Same. Rocky, and, and particularly, like, some Marvel stuff. Like, all those guys, I think they're pretty inspirational.
Yeah. And, like, I feel as if, like, if you find your passion, and no matter what anyone says, like, if it makes you happy, I don't understand why you're not doing it.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoy making videos, Jack enjoys making videos, we make videos.
Yeah.
And we're here talking to you on camera and you're watching us do this, you know.
Yeah.
And, like, we couldn't be happier, as in, like, this is brilliant.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've all got stuff going on in our lives, you know, that, like, aren't the best. But again, if you take a step back, we're all so lucky on where we actually are. And actually, if you I know, plugging a video, but, like, as in, like, anyway, when I talk about the perspective, if you actually think about how lucky you are and you actually make an effort, if you're actually getting, like, bogged down something and you, like, go, I'm so lucky, and gratitude, you actually become a lot happier as a general person. It's actually really weird. Now, it does take a bit of work in the beginning, but then your default becomes being grateful, and then it's just, you just become a happy person. I mean, I don't know. I'd be big on that. I think perspective is so important. Yeah.
Well, there is a direct link from gratitude, which is being grateful, as he says, being appreciative, to energy. So if you have gratitude for your life, you'll become obviously a more happy, energetic person. Like, think of, who's the lad? Think of Terry Crews. Terry Crews. Can you link this video in?
Yeah.
Terry Crews. This dude is 53 or something. And that's not that old, right? That's not that old, but he's 53 and he has the energy of a 6-year-old on sweets, you know? And he's unbelievable. And he's on the show, he's on Jimmy Kimmel's show, and he says, Jimmy Kimmel asks him, was it Jimmy? I don't know, doesn't matter. And the show host asks him, how do you have so much energy? And he jumps out of his seat and nearly flips, and he says, gratitude. Gratitude is the key. It's the core of energy for him and for a lot of people. Gratitude. He has a lot of friends who are in jail. He has a lot of friends who ended up living bad lives, but he chose not to do that, and he's so grateful for that. And this is directly led to him being so happy and whatever, you know.
Terry Crews is also he's real jacked. I was like, that's I know you're on about
Pecs fans.
And also, if you listen to a lot of, like, really successful people think, because, like, I listen to a lot of, I watch a lot of successful people because I feel, I get motivation of what they do and their work ethic. And even Gary Vaynerchuk, who's just an absolute animal, like, in just in every sense, he works hours and hours on end, and he's always high energy, but he puts it down to gratitude as well. And just, like, how lucky we all are.
Yeah.
And he enjoys what he does so much.
Yeah.
Like, there's no... He really blurred the line between, like, work and personal, because he enjoys it so much that it's not really work for him. He just goes in and does. Like, Monday morning, he's the big thing on, why would you live for 2 days of the week out of seven? Why would you go in and go, okay, I'll suffer 5 days and then I'll enjoy 2 days? We're more than likely you're sitting down around doing nothing, because you're recovering from just hating what you do on a daily basis.
Yeah. Thanks very much, Darren. Great question. It's pretty simple. If you're good at something, don't do it for free. And that's a line from The Dark Knight Rises. Was it Dark Knight?
Is it?
Yeah, Joker. He goes to the table in front of all the gangsters. And he offers to kill Batman.
Yeah.
Anyways. Oh, he does. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, yeah. Great movie. If you're good at something, don't do it for free. So I took that on in my... videography and photography. I actually don't like that word, videography. It's too fancy. It's doesn't matter anyways. I took that on in my videography and photography career. It's pretty simple. If you're good at something, don't do it for free. And if you're a social, if you can talk to people, if you want to get shoots, you just have to get the word out there. Make a video for someone, and it's like a snowball.
Mm.
Push it down a hill. You do one shoot, and you have that tiny little ball and you do another shoot, and the owner of whoever you did the shoot for is talking to another owner next door. They want you to come in, the snowball's bigger. You just keep going. It's word gets around. You can always do this social media targeting and everything. Hey, I'm Jack. I offer such and such and such at such a price, whatever. But I think organically, word of mouth works great as well. I'm in school, so obviously a lot of my time is taken up. But that doesn't stop me, so it doesn't have to stop you either.
Yeah.
It's if you're good at something, don't do it for free.
Yeah.
That's it.
No, I think just the thing about you taking a passion and you're kind of building a little career, as in not necessarily something you have to do the rest of your life.
Yeah, yeah.
But something you enjoy doing right now.
Yeah.
And you're making a few quid off of it.
Yeah.
You know, I think absolutely, because on YouTube, as in, like, this is one conversation we had about a week ago about, you know, like, you make AdSense and stuff off YouTube, but it's no crazy money, as in, like,
yeah,
you're not going to go live off your AdSense money,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So you need to, like, try and turn your passion in a way that you can sustain yourself.
Yeah.
Obviously, like I said, money's not everything, but you do need to try and get by, you know.
There's another thing I live by, whatever. It's, this is really important. You need three things in life. You need to love three things in your life. Something to make you money, something to keep you fit, and something... What's the rule? I have it saved on my phone. Obviously, it must not be that great if I don't
know. Another Dark Knight Rises.
He's all the quote, Dark Knight.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Come on, load up.
No, but absolutely. You see, you're very premise based, and you kind of break your life into what you value, into very simple things.
Yeah, and that is what it's made of. Like, if you start complicating stuff, it's just bullshit.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be difficult.
Yeah.
No, I definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
I think they'll simply make your life, I don't know, happier become. There's like, you know, there's like, get rid of all the extra bullshit, you know.
Yeah.
As we were talking about, you know, kind of.
Like, why are hippies so happy? They live in a van, they have a mattress, they have a dog.
Listen to music.
They have the bare essentials and they're so happy. Why, like, us, our phones, our chargers, we want the latest tech, we want this and that and all this. But it doesn't matter, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Like, the simpler you become, the happier you're going to be, because you have less stuff to manage. You're not taking care of all this stuff. You're not dusting off wardrobes, whatever, you know? It's simple. It's simple. It's simple. How do you check saved posts? Where did you go to save
posts? You go into... Jeez, I haven't done this before. Oh, shit. Sorry, go back into... as you see it on my phone. Yeah, go up to three lines.
Same.
No, but no, I totally agree. The hippie's actually a good analogy. I've never heard that analogy before.
Yeah.
And they have the bare essentials. They go around their van and they're absolutely happy out.
And they're doing, they have nothing.
Yeah.
And they're doing nothing. And they're just there. You know? And they're happy.
And you know what? As in some of the happiest people you ever meet are the most disadvantaged. People that don't have everything, all the extras and everything. And it's actually the people with a lot of stuff and all the extras and all the options. Like, obviously the most unhappy. So that's why a lot of multimillionaires have therapists and everything and their marriage break up. And they have everything, but yet...
They have nothing.
They have nothing.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really interesting thing that you talk about. So, have you got up the...
I can't find it, so that's good. But I have another great one here. But that's for later. There's a photo of Mark Zuckerberg and CEO of Microsoft, you know.
Oh, Satya Nadella.
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, sorry. Bill Gates is like the founder, but Satya Nadella is the CEO.
Oh, yeah. There's a photo of Mark Zuckerberg and Bill Gates sitting next to each other, and they're just wearing clothes you get from Penny's there's not a single Gucci belt.
You know? No Gucci mink.
There's nothing like they're just normal people, and they're very successful, very wildly successful people, and they dress simple. They don't have bodyguards. They don't have all this unnecessary white noise, as you call it.
Yeah,
I think simplicity is super important. And if you can cut out some stuff in your life, now you don't have to listen to me. What am I doing? I just make a couple of videos on YouTube, and I take all right photos.
These are just ideas that we believe in. It just happens, like me and Jack, if we didn't do YouTube, we probably would have never really spoken. It just happens that we kind of believe in some of the similar premises, and that's what we're talking about. It's you don't have to do anything we said today.
We're just having a chat.
It's just something that we were having this very similar chat there earlier off camera. You know, it's kind of, this is just something I think could bring value to. If this brings value to one person, I think it's absolutely job done.
One person. That's all it takes.
If you're that one person, DM us. No,
yeah, please, please.
Because it just seems like we're too e just sitting we're just talking.
Send nudes. Never, ever do that. That is disgusting, right? Jesus Christ.
That was so unnecessary. So, in conclusion, Jack and I Rice quotes. I think because we're actually going to film in a video now for Jack's channel. I'm not going to spoil the surprise because I think it deserves the righteous to stay on your channel. I haven't said it on any of my social medias either because I think this is going to be very, very cool. This is going to be posted soon enough, but keep an eye out. Go subscribe to Jack's channel and. This is going to be a really cool video. This is going to be unreal. So I hope you enjoyed listening to us today. If you have any advice, anything you'd like to see in the podcast, text us, DM us.
We hope this is the first iteration. This is Dara's podcast, Calculated Chaos. This guy is a genius.
What's a genius now?
Genius. And I wish you all the best. Thanks for watching. And check out my channel only if you want it. 2018, you can do what you want.
Link down below anyway.
Yeah.
The video's gonna be really cool. I'm gonna make. I hope you enjoyed kind of the conversation and the kind of topics we cover, because we kind of went in with a vague plan, but we're like, let's just let it run and see. Yeah. I know we ramble on. I ramble on a bit and stuff, but I think if you enjoyed that, sure, give it a thumbs up. You know. This is one of many. I'm gonna hopefully go once a month on this and get different guests on. And if you want to see more, hit the thumbs up button, DM me, comment down below, and we'll see you next week. Good night, everyone.
Righto. I have a quote here that I just want to. You can chuck this in anywhere in the video. I just want to tell. It is like my third favorite.
third favorite quote. That will definitely include it below. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's only Jack's third favorite quote.
Right. I'm just gonna chuck this.
Yeah.
So, out of today's podcast, throughout my very short time in life, 16 years, 16% through life, I've learned one very specific thing that I want to share with you guys. You guys probably know this already, but it's very simple and it's very true and it's very important.
You read it fine.
It's correct decisions can double your confidence, and a plane flies fast.
And that's just for the record, this is only Jack's third favorite quote, so.
Remember, decisions and a plane flies fast.
Correct decisions can double your confidence, but incorrect decisions can double your experience. So regardless in life, regardless of what situation you're in, you're always winning.
I hadn't actually read it before he said it. I completely agree with it.
Yeah.
No, that's class. You happy enough?
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah, cool. That's us at half past time anyway, so
yeah.
Don't hit it off.